Well, now to Cleveland, where one of the country's most prestigious, though little-known, literary awards is being presented tonight. For nearly eight decades, the Annisfield Wolf Award has honored some of America's top writers for their contributions to understanding racism and appreciating diversity. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's David C. Barnett has more.
Indiana poet Adrian Matika embodies America's diversity. His birth father was black, his mother is white. There is some Native American in his family tree, and his stepfather is Polish.
My last name throws everything off. It's hard to spell, it's hard to place, and then when you see me, it's even more complicated.
The complicated story of race and identity in this country is explored in Matika's most recent book, The Big Smoke, a collection of 52 poems about Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight boxing champion. Matika was out to correct what he sees as the inaccuracies of how Johnson has been previously portrayed, especially in the stage and film productions of The Great White Hope.
Jack Johnson would quote poetry. He would recite Shakespeare. He was a classic. He trained himself classically on the viol. He would do all of these things that he imagined a gentleman was supposed to do. But none of that appears in The Great White Hope. It's just like this kind of country black guy who's got a thing for white women and can box.
The Big Smoke didn't win the National Book Award or the Pulitzer Prize, but it did win an equally distinguished literary honor, the Annisfield Wolf Book Award. In 1934, Cleveland poet and philanthropist Edith Annisfield Wolfe established an annual book award in her father's name that honored works devoted to the subject of racial relations. Now, this was nearly 30 years before Martin Luther King Jr. made his I Have a Dream speech. In fact, King was a recipient of the Annisfield Wolfe Prize in 1959, 4 years before he rose to national prominence. Speaking at last year's awards ceremony, Annisfield Wolf jury chair Henry Louis Gates reflected on the award's unlikely roots.
You know, every time I think about this prize, I think how anomalous. A poet in the 1930s, who happened to be a white woman, endows one of the first, certainly, if not the first, prizes in celebration of what today we would call excellence and diversity.
Gates went on to note that over the course of 80 years, the roster of winners reads like a who's who of African-American writers, from Zora Neale Hurston and Langston Hughes to Toni Morrison and August Wilson.
So many black people won it, and it used to be nicknamed the Black Pulitzer Prize, at least uptown.
In more recent years, the award has expanded from race relations in the U.S. to global issues of cultural diversity. One of this year's Lifetime Achievement honorees is 93-year-old Sir Wilson Harris, a native of Guyana, whose fiction uses a dense, almost mystical writing style to explore the subtleties of racism.
Some oppression is subtle. Some oppression is dominant. There is a mystery to freedom. There's a mystery to truth. There's a mystery to knowledge. And one has to pursue this all the time with an awareness that what one is getting at can never be absolutely defined.
And while grateful to be honored, Harris admits he had never heard of this award. That's an issue that the Annisfield Wolf Prize has struggled with for years. Although the Cleveland Award matches the $10,000 given to winners of the New York-based National Book Award and the Pulitzers, those East Coast honors seem to get all the press. But Adrian Matika says he'll take the long history of Annisfield Wolf over the buzz of the Big Apple.
Yeah, I have several of the winners on my shelves. So I had them on my shelves mostly before they'd won it. And I never thought that I had a chance to win it. And so now I'm still doing cartwheels about that.
Adrian Matika, Wilson Harris, and three others will join an eight-decade roster of winners of the Annisfield Wolf Book Award tonight in Cleveland. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.